Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. The Blind Boys of Alabama started singing in 1939, singing their way out of the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind. They sang gospel, started to travel. It's been 70 years, and they're still singing and still on the road. And now they have hit it big. 5 Grammys since 2002. Collaborations with Randy Travis, Tom Waits, Bonnie Raitt, Katie Lang, Ben Harper, Peter Gabriel, Kanye West, and Prince on the spur of the moment. Some boys have left, new ones have joined, and none are really boys anymore, but they're still singing. This hour, On Point, we're talking with gospel legends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, about their lives and latest album, Down in New Orleans. You can join the conversation. Have you followed their work, their path, their gospel? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Joining me from Norwich, Vermont, are 3 of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Jimmy Lee Carter goes back to the original days. He was born blind, attended the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind, joined in. He's the last remaining original blind boy. Others have died or stepped out because of illness. He's been there as they recorded more than 60 albums, won 5 Grammys, and toured the world. He leads the Blind Boys of Alabama now. Jimmy Lee Carter in Norwich, Vermont. Welcome. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Great to have you. Also with us is Eric Ricky McKinney. Plays drums, percussion, sings with the Blind Boys. He joined 19 years ago and has seen a few miles himself with the group since then. Ricky McKinney, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure, Tom.
And Joey Williams is also with us. He's lead guitarist and backup singer with the Blind Boys. He's been with the group since 1992. He's one of the younger members of the group and is one of the few members who is not blind. Joey Williams, welcome to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
But he's not that young.
Hey. We're just fooling with him. We know you can take it. Listen, I wanna thank you for taking a minute. I know you've just got an unbelievable schedule. I mean, you'll be in Boston tonight at Symphony Hall, but you have been all over. You will be all over Ithaca, New York tomorrow, and then Ottawa, Canada, Sydney, Australia, all over Australia, New Zealand, then back in Mississippi and Clarksdale, down in New Orleans, and then right on through this year, Vancouver and Baltimore and Long Beach and Augusta. For heaven's sakes, Salzburg, Austria, Paris, France, St. Louis, Wisconsin. Is there anywhere you guys don't go, Jimmy Lee Carter?
You know more than I do.
Well, get ready. You have a busy schedule, sir. You've got a good...
Well, there are some places that we haven't been yet, but not many.
You've got a good sense of humor about it. You were on with Don Imus yesterday complaining, I think you were a little bit, about the long flight to Australia, and he said, yeah, bummer, because you don't get to see the in-flight movie.
Yeah, Don and I, we go back some. We can joke like that, because he's my buddy.
And when I heard that, I appreciated your sense of humor, sir. I mean, it's not easy, but that's a fact, and it is humor in its way. Jimmy Lee, I read you saying recently, and it is all over this album. I mean, you've been out and collaborated the whole group with a lot of artists now, especially since you really came into such a huge limelight in the 2000s, I guess, though there's been a limelight for a long time. But you sung with so many people, and yet I read you saying recently, when I am singing, I am an instrument of God. What do you mean exactly, Jimmy Lee Carter?
When I sing, when I go out on the stage, Jimmy Carter is gone. I am
It's
I leave, you know, I leave Jimmy Carter until I'm finished. But when I'm out there singing for God, I am, as I said, an instrument of God. And I try to make people feel something that they have never felt before. And that's the spirit of the living God.
Started out gospel, sang gospel for decades and decades and decades, dipped into some different genres when you started doing so many collaborations, Jimmy, in the last decade, certainly. Well, how did that feel? That, I mean, you sang Amazing Grace to the tune of House of the Rising Sun, not exactly a holy man's song.
No. Yeah, we have dipped into different genres, but let me make one thing clear. We are a gospel group. We sing gospel music. That's all we sing. And when each song comes to us, we take a look at it. If it cannot be, you know, turned into a gospel song, if it cannot be changed into what we know about, we don't do it. You know, we are a gospel group, and we're going to always be.
And last year, you came out with Down in New Orleans, an album with all kinds of New Orleans sound and coloring and tints to it, and gospel right in the middle of it. What took you to focus on New Orleans after all these years where you hadn't much touched the Crescent City, Jimmy?
Oh, we haven't. Our producer, Chris Goldsmith, came to us with the idea that we should go down there. You know, we always try to do something that's unique. And he was talking about, you know, we'd never had a New Orleans sound. And so we went down there and got with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the Hot 8 Band and put this record together. We rehearsed, made a few adjustments, and there you are.
Let's dip into it just a little bit. Of course, New Orleans gospel great Mahalia Jackson, part of what you've got here, a couple of tracks on the album are come from her. Here's...
That's correct.
Yeah, the Blind Boys of Alabama with Mahalia Jackson's great song, How I Got Over.
How I got over. How I got over. You know my soul. Look back and wonder how I got over. Well, got over, how I got over, you know my soul, look back and wonder how I got over. Well, one of these old morning, and it won't be long,
oh yes,
you look for me, I'll be gone. You know my soul. Look back and wonder how I got old. Oh, Lord, how I got old. Over. How I got old.
A little bit of How I Got Over from the Blind Boys of Alabama and their album out last year down in New Orleans. Classic four-part harmony for the Blind Boys there, but maybe a little New Orleans backbeat and certainly New Orleans tone. Joy Williams, you've watched the group step into new territory. This is gospel, but in old New Orleans territory. What was it like, you know, when they first, let's say, took Amazing Grace, sang it to the House of Blue, the House of the Rising Sun, excuse me, did you feel this trepidation about that, mixing it up with the at the edges of the gospel world?
Yeah, we were a little apprehensive about doing it. George and Jimmy and Clarence especially, They said, no, this is sacrilegious. We can't do this. This is not right. And the producer, John Shalhoub, and Chris Goldsmith, they talked us into it. They told us to try it. If you don't like it, then we won't do it. And we tried it, and it just came out so good. They won the argument.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Clarence Fountain, the longtime leader of the group, out with health troubles off the road, at least lately, but some trepidation there. Jimmy Lee, now with the New Orleans sound, you're back in more familiar territory, but with a different beat.
Yeah, well, like I said, we didn't want to do that song, but it came out to be... It won a Grammy for us. That's all I can say.
Our first one.
Of course, there's a lot of ways to win a Grammy. Sam Cooke left the gospel world decades back and hit it real big. But did you find you could sing Amazing Grace to a secular song and still have it be sacred, Jimmy?
We found out after we did it. Like I say, we had a lot of trepidation about that song, but they talked us into it, and after we did it, and after we listened to it, you know, it sounded okay. So we were gonna let us, you know. So they made it. We did let them know that if we didn't like it, we weren't gonna put it out. So.
Well, I'm glad you're back in New Orleans this time. Here's one off the newest album called "Make a Better World," written by one of New Orleans' premier writers, commentators, Earl King. Here's the Blind Boys of Alabama with Make a Better World. We're talking with three of the Blind Boys this hour. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
We've got to pull together, hand in hand.
Yes.
We all got to do our best.
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't it be a pleasant sight to see the world full of happiness? When the Lord is ready, you got to move, you got to move.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with gospel legends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, about a life in song and their latest album, Down in New Orleans. You got to move behind us right there. The Blind Boys of Alabama, plus the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, plus the Hot 8 Brass Band out of New Orleans. You can join the conversation. Are you a lifelong fan of the Blind Boys? Have you found them more recently when they played with Ben Harper, Bonnie Raitt, Peter Gabriel, Lou Reed, Prince? What do you think of their gospel sound with a New Orleans twist and rhythm? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Joined from Norwich, Vermont by band leader now, Jimmy Lee Carter, by Ricky McKinney, plays drums, percussion, and sings. Joey Williams is here, lead guitarist and backup singer. We've got quite a sound with a New Orleans twist. We're going to hear in this hour from Ben Jaffe, creative director of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, about this particular collaboration. But Jimmy, Ricky, Joey, we've got a lot of people who want to talk to you already. Let's go to Spokane, Washington, and Leo. Leo, you're on with the Blind Boys of Alabama. Hi.
Hi, I'm Leo.
What you got? What do you say, Leo? What do you hear?
Hey, Leo.
Well, what's up, Leo?
Yeah, Leo. Not much. I'm 16, and I play piano. I've been playing for 9 years, and I just want to know if you have a sort of inspiring story about music. Any kind of inspiring stories about? Well, I mean, besides your own personal story, of course. So.
Well, personal story is pretty inspiring. Let's go straight there. I mean, Jimmy Lee, you were there all the way back in the 30s and 40s when this got going. And, you know, looking back from the outside, it looks like music was the salvation of you young kids at the in the Institute for the Blind, young at that time. But is that how it felt? Did it feel like this was your way, you know, to something better out of a pretty tough situation, Jimmy?
Well, you know, back then, you know, it was a segregated South, and our music, you know, we would go to school all day, and we would get out of school, and we would go down into the music room and get together and sing and play. We would sing gospel music, play gospel music, and we would say that someday we're going to get out of here, and we're going to go and do this professionally. Mm. We don't know when, but we're going to do it one of these days. So we're going to stay here and play and sing, and we had a good music teacher, and she would. We already had our voices were in pretty good shape, but she did a lot of cultivation. You know, mm-hmm. She showed us how to breathe and all that stuff. So the ending, the making of our day was when we would get out in that music room and sing and play together.
Now, I don't know if I've got the story right, but I believe I read that you sort of broke out when an arrangement was made for you all out of Talladega, Alabama, the Blind Boys of Alabama, to go head-to-head in a kind of sing-off with what were called the Blind Boys of Mississippi. Is that right, Jimmy?
Well, that's another story. Yeah.
Okay. What, when, where?
That was another group in Mississippi that started out practically the same time we did. And we would have battles of music together. The first battle we had was in Newark, New Jersey, where some enterprising young man got these groups together and said, we're going to have a battle of music between the Blind Boys of Alabama and the Blind Boys of Mississippi. Now, having said that, that was not our name at that time.
We were the Happy Land Jubilee Singers,
mm-hmm. and the Blind Boys of Mississippi were the Jackson Harmonies. But the name stuck so good until we kept the name. That's how the two...
They set it up as a state-to-state face-off, Blind Boys of Alabama, of Mississippi, and those stuck.
That's right. And so we kept the name, and the names are still there until this day.
Ricky McKinney, you know, members have risen up in the group, spent many years traveling and singing. Some have passed on, some have retired. But you came in, I think, back around 1990 to join the group's tour in Australia. Now, what drew you? Was it the gospel? Did you come from a gospel background, Ricky? Or was it you also happened to be blind? Was that a factor that led you in? Did it draw you to this particular group or not a factor? How'd you look at it, Ricky?
Well, I met the Blind Boys years before then. I had been knowing Clarence since I was about 4 years old. My mother, she's a gospel singer, and I had opportunity to play for the Blind Boys back in the early 70s when I was traveling on the road with another group. That's when I met Jimmy and all of them back in the early 70s. So I knew the original Blind Boys from Alabama. So when they needed someone to come and do what I do, just play drums and sing a little background, and they called me, they wanted me to go to Australia, and that's where it all started. So I've been in music for a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Let's get a call here from Bishop William Worsley, calling from Newport News, Virginia. Bishop, you're on the air.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yes, you might have forgotten me. I passed it a few years ago in Baltimore, and Mildred Little and Damian Little was members of my church.
Uh-huh. I remember Mildred and Damian.
Yes, they were members of my church, and I passed it there. And you all went over to Russia to do a tour there, and when you flew back in at Douglas Airport, I picked you all up in my van.
I remember you.
Yeah. And I see a note here, Bishop Worsley, saying that you took the group home for a sweet potato dinner.
Yes, and I took you all to my church and gave you some baked sweet potatoes and some fried meal. And that next day, I think you all had to go to Washington, D.C. for outdoor service or something.
I remember that.
Yes. And I listen to this station all the time, and I heard you all on the air, and I just had to call in and say hello.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, we remember that.
Yeah, we do.
Bishop Horsley, you're a man of the cloth. Let me ask you then, when you listen to the Blind Boys of Alabama sing, is it for you mainly a musical experience, a spiritual experience, both?
Yes, I do. I used to sing years ago, but not professionally. But as a teenager in elementary school, we started a gospel group in North Carolina singing at the school and stuff. And the Blind Boys was my favorite. I used to try to sing all of their songs and try to sound like Graham Fountain and Jimmy and all of those folks.
That's great. We appreciate your call.
They're still my favorite. They're still my favorite out of all the groups. The Blind Boys of Alabama are my favorite.
we hear
thank
it.
Thank you, my friend.
we hear it, and it sounds like they're all smiles as well, and we appreciate your call.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit more from this record. Here's a song with a story. Jimmy Lee Carter, you'll hear on lead vocals here, Across the Bridge, with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band here, from their album Down in New Orleans.
Across the bridge,
across the bridge,
there's no more sorrow.
There's no more sorrow.
Across the bridge,
across the bridge,
there's no more pain.
There's no more pain.
Sun will shine across the river, and I'll never be unhappy.
Blind Boys of Alabama with Across the Bridge, and Jimmy Lee Carter right there on lead vocals. Jimmy, I understand this comes from a country singer who you admired, but back in the day, he was white, you were black, you just had to admire from afar.
I had to admire from afar. That's Jim Reeves, in my opinion, the greatest country singer of all time.
Out of Carthage, Texas.
Carthage, Texas, out of Shreveport, yeah, right across, right up the street there. He made that song in the 60s. It was written by a guy named Walter Scott. And I heard the song, and I loved it, and so we decided to record it.
He may be a country singer, or have been, but it sure sounds gospel all over, Jimmy.
Well, that's our flavor, see?
I guess. It's a great flavor. Let's get a call from Virginia Beach. Virginia, Frank, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I just wanted to say a couple of quick things here. I became a fan of the Blind Boys of Alabama about 6 months or so ago when my daughter was visiting from Seattle and she had her iPod on and she said, "Dad, you got to listen to this song." And most of her music I really don't appreciate. And she gave me her earphones, and I listened to Amazing Grace, and I was just dumbfounded. I mean, the musicality, the message, you know, the spirituality, all of it. It was just awesome.
You were happy to have those earbuds in, Frank.
Yeah. And, well, I listened to it. That's probably the of all the music that I have with me most of the time, that's probably the song that I still listen to the most. And I have shared that music with so many people. Just here a week ago, I had a fellow, I said, listen to this song for just a minute. And he listened to it, and he said, I want that. Where can I get it? So I told him who it was. And he says, I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to tell my parents, I want that played at my funeral. Wow. I mean, he made his mind up right there.
There's an honor
it's
list.
Just had, it's wow. just, it's awesome music. It's an awesome sound. I love the blend of New Orleans and the spiritual stuff. I just think it's really awesome, and I'm very grateful for it. And it's nice to be able to talk to one of you and say thanks.
Well, thank you so much. We're glad to hear from you.
Yes, I'm sure, Frank. That's great, and you and a lot of others sharing exactly that sentiment. Let me get another call right here from David in Cambridge, Massachusetts. David, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks, Tom. I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to see Blind Boys probably back in probably 5 years ago when they toured with Peter Gabriel and played on his record. And I love gospel. I love the blues. I'm from North Carolina, so I grew up with a lot of that music under my belt. But there was a moment when they were singing on stage with Peter doing the song Sky Blue. It was amazing when the sound you guys produced was coming through. I guess it was the Fleet Center at the time. It just radiated physically. I mean, it was like, you know, I appreciate good lyrics and I appreciate the spirituality of song, but you guys were like sounded like the earth itself. I mean, I had never felt or heard a sound that sounded that deep and true and resonant. So when I try to describe the sound that you guys make, that's usually what I say is you just truly sound like the roots of the earth. And I just want to tell you that from that point on, I became a huge fan, and it's an honor to be able to actually kind of relay that memory to you today.
David, that's great. You are testifying, sir. The
All
roots,
right.
the
thank
roots.
You,
thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling. If I could help somebody behind us right here, and you've got New Orleans great Alan Toussaint on this cut. Jimmy, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I had never met him until then. And when we got together and I heard his playing, I said, "Oh yeah, we got to do this. This fits me." And when we really got down to it, he was so easy to sing behind. You know, he followed me. I didn't follow him. He followed me.
Let's catch a little of that New Orleans piano behind the Blind Boys of Alabama here.
Just by singing this old song in my living will not be.
Wow, that is great stuff. Does gospel ever go out of style? I mean, it did for a while, but it sure seems to resonate with our callers and with me right now.
Well, I think gospel will never die. As long as there is a God, he's going to always be. Gospel will never die.
Well, a God, but also maybe the singers to carry it right along. We're talking with the Blind Boys of Alabama, Jimmy Lee Carter, Ricky McKinney, Joey Williams, all with us. Their latest album is Down in New Orleans. Here's a track from that one, Down by the Riverside with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and Alan Toussaint right here. Oh, how many times I sang this one growing up. You can join the conversation. Does gospel still speak to you, raw, direct, joyful? And how do you respond to the years you hear in Jimmy Lee Carter's song, The Miles, The Sincerity, The Knowing? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK with the Blind Boys of Alabama. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield way down
the riverside.
Well, I got a home.
Yes, sweet Lord, I got a home.
Over in Zion.
Yes, sweet Lord, I got a home.
Yes, it's
yes,
mine.
It's mine.
So glad it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
I got a home.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with gospel legends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, about a life in song and their latest album, Down in New Orleans. I've got a home behind us right here with that famous four-part harmony, and it is beautiful. You can join the conversation. What's your question for the Blind Boys of Alabama? Are you glad that new voices keep joining, that the Blind Boys keep rolling on? And what do you hear in this music, these lives, their journey? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Jimmy Lee Carter, the group's leader now, Ricky McKinney and Joy Williams, all with us. Let's listen for a minute. That doesn't make for some happy feet. I don't know what will. Let's take a call from Savannah, Georgia. Michael, you're on the air with the Blind Boys.
Oh, hi there, Tom. It's great. I love this program. I just wanted to ask a question. I'll take my answer off the air. Back in the 80s, I was living in Atlanta, and I saw the five Blind Boys for the first time at the High Museum of Art. They did the gospel at Colonus. They sang the character of Oedipus, I believe, and they had people standing up in the seats. And I have just been a big fan ever since then. And I just was wondering if they were going to do any more performances of that nature in the future. And like I said, I'll take my answer off there.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Jimmy Lee Carter, this was a big breakthrough for you all and a kind of unexpected one in Greek drama. The gospel at Colonus was called. Describe it for us. And what do you say to Michael about whether you'd do it again?
Well, we've done it again. We've taken it to Austria. We were in Greece. Was it last year?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Athens.
And Athens, and now they're talking about going to Poland. So it's in the talking stage. You know, we haven't finalized anything yet, but.
And are you the chorus in this Greek drama? Is that the structure of it?
Yeah, the Blind Boys, we are the chorus, yeah. Clarence was playing Oedipus at the time,
mm-hmm.
But now...
Well, sounds like we've got a little cutaway right there.
I played it in Greece for the first time.
Wow.
That
must be some experience, or would be, for Greek audiences to have your.
I was terrified, but
wow.
I made it through by the help of the Blind Boys and all of my co-workers. But when we did it in Atlanta, we were there for I guess about 8 weeks at the some theater there. And I'm sure that's where Michael saw it, and so it was good. It went over big, and we left Atlanta. We went to Los Angeles. We went to Minneapolis. We went to Paris. We took it all over Europe.
Spain,
so.
Barcelona,
and Spain. Yeah.
Do you look and back on that as your kind of breakout moment? I mean, you had been playing a lot of dates in a lot of churches and community halls for a long time, and suddenly here you are doing world tour.
Yeah, well, you know, that made more people, you know, recognize the Blind Boys. The Colonel's play did.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, that really wasn't what got the Blind Boys, really, because every time we finished with the play, we went right back to where we were.
Mm-hmm. So then in the 2000s, you got into Grammyland and Truly
we met Rosebud, we met Kevin Morrow, those kind of Chris Goldsmith, those kind of people, and they really put us in the forefront. That's my opinion. And so in the 2000, like you say, we started really being exposed. We got a lot of press, we got a lot of publicity, and people really, really started to realize what the Blind Boys was all about. And ever since then, you know, God's been good to us.
Yeah. And everybody suddenly wanted to play with you. Prince showing up in Hollywood at the Knitting Factory and jumping on stage with you guys.
Yeah, Prince, we didn't know he was there. He didn't only come on stage, he took Joe's guitar.
Yeah.
And started playing, so that really was something.
Were you happy to give it up for Prince, Joey? Were you happy to surrender your guitar?
Oh, so happy. So happy. And I've since retired that guitar.
Yeah, I bet. Put that one in the Lucite case. Here's a little bit from your collaboration with Ben Harper. This is from the 2004 album, There Will Be a Light, The Blind Boys of Alabama with Ben Harper.
I wish we could live forever, then melt into the sun. Time is gonna change you. Want to get you on the run. Get you on the run. There will be Ever since I was a child. Some call it free, and some call it wild.
Blind Boys of Alabama with Ben Harper there. There Will Be a Light, 2004 album. And they have been off and kicking in every which way direction since then. You may have heard their rendition of Tom Waits' Way Down in the Hole was used as the theme song of the HBO series The Wire in its first season. Their cover of Ben Harper's I Shall Not Walk Alone was featured in the first season of ABC's Lost. Now they're in collaboration with, feels like, half of New Orleans. They've got the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the Hot 8 Brass Band on their latest album, Down in New Orleans. I'm going to bring in right now Ben Jaffe. He's creative director of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, plays the tuba on the Blind Boys of Alabama latest album, Down in New Orleans. Ben Jaffe, thanks very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom. It's good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. You know the boys well, certainly by now. What did you think about the melding of their gospel sound with what you all have up your sleeve in New Orleans, Ben?
I've repeated this over and over again. It was so brave of the Blind Boys to come to New Orleans when they did. It was about a year after Hurricane Katrina ran through New Orleans, and they came down there and made a record in our city when there was only one studio open, and they gave a lot of our musicians work, and they gave a lot of our engineers and people in the business work, and it's something that I've always been touched by because Jimmy always says up on stage, he says, you know, we couldn't go down there and help you rebuild your houses, but we could bring music. And they sure did. And I'll tell you, this collaboration is something that it's been a long time coming, and I'm just glad that I'm alive to be a part of it.
It was a good thing for New Orleans. they were happy to do it musically, Ben. What do you think of the mesh? How does it work to put gospel together with New Orleans jazz sound?
Honestly, the New Orleans music is, in many ways, gospel music. Gospel music is a huge influence on New Orleans music. Anyone who's familiar with traditional New Orleans music knows that we play jazz at our funerals in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And people wonder, well, what are you doing playing music and jazz at your funerals? And we go out there and we play spirituals. We play songs that we grew up with, We Shall Overcome and What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Closer Walk with Thee, Westlawn Dirge. Mm-hmm. These are songs that we play our entire life growing up in New Orleans, and they're songs that you'll find in any hymnal anywhere in the country. So gospel music and New Orleans music fit together perfectly. They always have. What we've never done is collaborated. The Preservation Hall Band has never collaborated with a gospel group in this manner. And I just think it speaks so much to the Blind Boys and their willingness to open up their arms and bring in all of these outside influences into what they do.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the Blind Boys of Alabama on stage tonight at Boston Symphony Hall, and it's been quite a collaboration. Jimmy Lee Carter, what about the mesh here? Was it easy? Did it flow just naturally?
Well, you know, we had some great musicians. We had people that knew about gospel, knew what we were trying to do, and it was easy. Yeah, it wasn't no problem at all.
And what about the idea of New Orleans when you were a young boy in Talladega, Alabama? I don't know. You must have looked down at New Orleans. Wasn't that Sin City? Wasn't that like the big bad city? Jimmy, have you spent much time there in your life?
Well, yes, I have, and I must say that I have had a lot of fun in New Orleans.
Yeah,
I love the food there. They have great food in New Orleans, and the people there are so friendly to us, and they look out for us and whatever you want. They'll try to get it for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's get a call from Natick, Massachusetts. Rhiannon. Rhiannon, you're on the air with the Blind Boys.
Hi, I just wanted to say that my grandfather was a member of the Delta Rhythm Boys, which was a group, I think, in the 30s. And the reason he was just in it briefly, I think, for 4 or 5 years, but the reason he had to leave was because my grandmother wouldn't let him travel. And I just wondered how you keep up relationships when you're traveling all over the place.
That's why I don't have a wife now. we travel a lot, and some people just don't. They'd like for their husbands or whoever to be there with them. So I've never been married, so I guess I never will now. I'm too old.
Yeah, there's one answer. There's one way, Rhiannon. Thanks for. It sounds like you know the Delta Rhythm Boys. Remember them well, Jim.
Oh, yeah. They used to be on the Amos and Andy show a long time ago. Yeah. I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, that goes back. Let's hear, and hear again, Jimmy Lee Carter at the lead vocals in Free at Last. And, of course, all Americans know that phrase from Dr. Martin Luther King. Jimmy, but it's an old spiritual, of course, as well, originally.
It's an old spiritual, and, you know, we thought it was very fitting to do this in New Orleans, knowing that all the problems that they have had down there, but they're still pressing on. And we thought that this song would give them encouragement because, you know, New Orleans has come a long way. They still have a long way to go, but they are coming back, and they will be back. I'm telling you that. They will be back.
Let's listen. Free at Last.
Alone. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
I heard a voice
but I saw no one.
Thank God I'm out.
I'm free at last.
Free at last.
I guess you know what the name of that song is. And they're really rocking right there. The Blind Boys of Alabama with Jimmy Lee Carter still letting it rip right up front. Wally in Enfield, New Hampshire. You're on the air, Wally.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just want to thank the Blind Boys and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band for the great show they put on last night in Lebanon, New Hampshire. We were blown away.
Blown away, period. They'll take it. They'll take it. Let's get
thank
one more.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you
back to
much.
You. Let's get
thanks,
one from man. Cameron in Burlington, Vermont. Cameron, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to thank the Blind Boys for one of the most amazing theater experiences I've ever had in my life. They did Oedipus at Colonus in the early 80s, and Morgan Freeman was the chorus leader, and Lee Brewer was the director. And it was one of the most amazing theater experiences I've ever seen. I really actually got an experience of redemption during the show. I mean, it was just it was really one of the most amazing church services I've ever seen, and it was a theater piece. And I just want to thank them so much for giving me
what
that.
Where did you see it?
It was in New York, and Lee Brewer was with the Blue Mind, and I don't remember the actual theater venue where I actually was. I don't know if it was at La Mama. I don't really remember.
Well, it could have been the Academy of Music in Brooklyn, or on Broadway. One of the two.
It could have been a lot of places if it's the Blind Boys of Alabama. Watch for them in Sydney, Melbourne, Taronga, New Zealand, Clarksdale, Mississippi, at Tipitina's in New Orleans later this year, tonight in Boston, Symphony Hall. It's been a real pleasure to have all of you. Joey Williams, Ricky McKinney, Jimmy Lee Carter, thank you so much. And Ben Jaffe at the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, thank you, Ben, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jimmy, Ricky, Ben. Joey, thank you so much. Good luck with the whole big tour out there.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
we're glad to be here.
Just wonderful to have you. We will go out with, and you know it, I'll Fly Away from the Blind Boys of Alabama. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy.
Some glad morning when it's light.